Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
It is Thursday, October 3rd. Today, advertising in AI responses. Temu gets kicked out. Attention data is now for sale. And how many ads is too many? Amazon might be about to find out. I'm Todd Maffin. That's ahead today in digital marketing. Microsoft's robot overlords are coming for your ad dollars. The company announcing updates this week to how ads in its Copilot AI platform will appear and trigger for users. Advertisers will also gain access to two new features. First, ads in Copilot will appear below Copilot's organic response in a more streamlined experience. There will be fewer ad annotations and extensions, though. They say it'll focus more on showing relevant information. And ads will be triggered by the entire conversation, not just whatever the last prompt was. This update will begin rolling out this month on the Copilot website and will gradually expand to updated apps on Android, iOS, and Copilot experiences in Bing and Edge. Microsoft is also piloting two new generative AI features this month for marketers. The first is a new diagnostics feature that'll help you assess your campaign setups and account health, diagnose any issues, and propose what to do next. The new performance snapshot feature will let you ask Copilot to obtain an account or campaign-specific performance overview with a summary of key insights, trends, and anomalies. We have a link to the full announcement, which contains a lot of information. That's in today's email newsletter, which you can sign up to for free by tapping the link at the top of the show notes or going to todayindigital.com/newsletter. Consumers can't shop like a billionaire in Indonesia anymore. The country has banned the e-commerce platform Temu due to fears it could spell doom to the country's micro, small, and medium enterprises. In recent months, Indonesian authorities have kept an eye on the company's attempts to enter Southeast Asia's largest economy. Temu's direct-to-consumer model, which bypasses traditional distributors, conflicts with local trade regulations, according to the Trade Ministry. Temu's registration efforts have also faced hurdles. Since September 2022, the platform has tried to secure trademark rights with the Ministry of Law and Human Rights, but its applications were rejected due to existing businesses using the name. Temu, which is available in about 60 countries, entered Southeast Asia just last year, starting with the Philippines and Malaysia last year, before expanding to Thailand in July of this year. Indonesia does have a history of restricting foreign e-commerce firms. Last year, it also banned TikTok Shop to protect smaller merchants and safeguard user data. But TikTok's significant investment in the Indonesian e-commerce player Tokopedia has allowed it to reestablish a presence in the market. Wondering how much attention readers are actually giving your site? Integral Ad Science, the ad verification and brand safety company, launched a new attention measurement tool today, designed for publishers and platforms. The tool is called Quality Attention for Publishers. It uses eye-tracking data and machine learning to measure how much attention readers might give web pages and, perhaps more importantly for us, how users interact with ads. The tool will be available to publishers and supply-side platforms that sell inventory programmatically. Amazon is looking to push the boundaries of just how many ads viewers can take before hitting cancel. Starting next year, subscribers to Prime Video's ad-supported tier can expect more commercials. In an interview with the Financial Times yesterday, the VP of Prime Video International confirmed they plan to increase the ad slots available to advertisers next year. Upon the initial launch of the ad tier in January, viewers experienced an average of 2 to 3.5 minutes of ads per hour, described as a gentle entry into advertising. The executive pointed out that Prime Video with ads currently doesn't show commercials in the middle of content, but that could change next year. Amazon is also adding shoppable ads to Prime Video next year, which will include carousel ads, pause ads, and brand trivia ads. The VP noted that subscriber churn due to ads has been, quote, much, much less than anticipated, unquote. With 200 million monthly viewers, Amazon claims that its Prime Video subscriber count hasn't taken a significant hit since introducing ads. Quoting Ars Technica, quote, on one hand, those who've already viewed ads on Prime Video may be open to accepting whatever Amazon's ad department is willing to throw at them. Others, however, may think they were already paying their dues with the current ad setup. For subscribers who are fed up with streaming tactics like rising prices, changing libraries, and password crackdowns, there's a fine line between an acceptable number of ads and a disruptive number. Ad fatigue could also make commercials less effective. As long as people keep paying for ad subscriptions, streaming providers will seek more ways to use viewers to generate ad dollars. With Amazon's increasing ad loads next year, we can anticipate more streaming services to test how much advertising consumers will accept. Unquote. DoorDash wants to deliver your ads. The food delivery service announcing a new ad platform for restaurants today, along with new ad tools for consumer packaged goods brands. Chipotle and Sweetgarden are among the first to jump on board with the new ads manager for enterprise restaurants. The self-service marketing platform includes features like advanced targeting, marketing insights, and new promos tailored for regional marketing teams and franchise owners. By analyzing customer ordering habits and basket sizes, restaurants can fine-tune their campaigns based on when people order and how often. DoorDash also added off-site advertising options and sponsored placements for consumer packaged goods brands. These new high-visibility spots on storefront and category pages let brands spotlight seasonal items, showcase new products, and boost promotions. The ad platform also now offers off-site media, letting advertisers reach consumers across search engines, programmatic displays, and social media platforms with campaigns powered by its first-party data.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
That's some promising news to wrap up the day. After a year of slow growth, business-to-business digital ad spend is bouncing back. According to a new eMarketer forecast today, U.S. B2B digital ad spend is set to jump 15% year-over-year in 2024, fueled by changes in buyer behavior, programmatic ads, and the benefits of AI. Expect big growth in display, mobile, and video ads. LinkedIn and Meta will continue to lead the social ad game, and the retail sector will see growth mainly from Amazon Business. We had the night of a thousand miseries last night. Well, the puppy did, which means that when the puppy has a bad night, we have a bad night. She just wouldn't settle down. My wife had been out of town for a day, and we got her to bed. We even went to bed a little bit early. She just kept jumping up and running to the door, and we took her out a million times. It turns out she just wanted to run around a little bit more. Egads. When she kept waking us up over and over again every 15 minutes. So at about 1 or 1:30 in the morning, I'm not sure exactly when, I took her outside in the middle of the night, and we ran around the block. It was no fun, but she was happier for it, and then she went to bed right away afterwards, as we all did, which was great. That's it for today. I'm Todd Maffin. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.